your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846-4CA.
And now this is admittedly from yesterday's Cairns Post, but it's a really beautiful little story. And we're going to devote a few minutes to actually congratulating all of those people who once again went through agony, and it is, I hear, at certain stages agony, on the cardiac challenge up to Cooktown. Now, this was from yesterday's Cairns Post. More than $420,000 has been raised as part of the 2022 Q Super Cardiac Challenge, with the final cyclists cruising into Cooktown on Monday. About 215 cyclists, as well as volunteers and supporters, took part in the 16th annual bike ride, helping the Far North Queensland Hospital Foundation provide more than $5 million to improving cardiac services in the Far North. It's incredible. They do this work. They focus so intently and so energetically on providing these better services for the benefit of all of us. It's a wonderful organisation. I'm just going to cross now to the Chief Executive of the Far North Queensland Hospital Foundation. She's on the line, set to go. Gina Hogan, good morning.
Good morning, Macca. How are you?
I'm well. And once again, what an incredible effort. All these people prepared to go through so much, well, discomfort to say the least. For some, it would be absolute agony, including our Murray Jones, by the way, from our breakfast show, who did it this year. And he's walking funny.
He walked funny before that, but it was. We loved having Murray on the ride. He did really, really well.
Look, talk to me about. Well, let's do the ride first, and your thoughts about the people who put their hands up for this agony.
So it's pretty extraordinary, and I think, I mean, they're going 333 kilometres over 3 days, and the thing that really strikes me is it's such a broad variety of people. So our youngest rider, Luke Wright, is 11 years old.
Wow.
Who rode. And our oldest rider, Mr. Brian Wright, who's on our committee, he is 80 years old. So there is this incredible sort of really broad demographic of people riding.
Yeah.
And the sense of community is incredible because there's people riding who are survivors who've had their own cardiac issues. There's a lot of people who are riding in memory of someone they have lost, of a loved one. Well, there's also people riding, you know, obviously they want to contribute back to the community and also achieve a personal goal. So, you know, there's this huge amount of money raised. It's life-changing for the Far North Queensland, you know, for FNQ community. But on top of that, there's this basically beautiful community, sense of community along the ride as well, which is what gets them along. And we have over 100 volunteers supporting those 220 or so riders because they have drink stops and there's people putting ice on them and refreshing them and giving them food. There's a beautiful wellness and body team who are providing massage services. And all of the food along the way and the escort drivers. And so it's this, it's quite a wonderful thing to see it all come together.
This is the cream of the crop, isn't it? The people that get this done every year, they're the cream of the crop. You just mentioned Wellness Embodied involved in this. Tell us more.
So this team, they come along with us every year and they come the entire way and they set up and provide really high-level services because people are in a lot of pain when they're, so they give them that. It can be everything from just a relief massage to actually that higher-level ensuring that, you know, they're in good condition. We also have medics and paramedics along with us the entire way that to ensure, you know, because we've got riders that have pacemakers, we have all sorts of different, so we need to make sure the health of our riders is absolutely taken care of. So, you know, and we have the wonderful services, you know, we've got QPS with the traffic police out there and SES looking after people. So if they, there's a lot of people coming together to make it happen, but we raise these funds that truly make a difference because we all know there's nothing more than having quality healthcare close to home.
Yes.
You don't want to have to travel. And we can be really proud to say that if you're in Queensland and particularly regional, we have the best cardiac services available for our community.
Now, let me ask you this, because I understand in the past I've always thought, oh, well, they come down the hill into Cooktown and how do they express their relief? Probably just lie flat on the ground, I would imagine, on their backs. But someone said it was a bit more organised this year, and you get to the top of the hill or whatever and get organised, then you go into Cooktown for like a lap of honour or something. Can you paint a picture for us?
Yeah, imagine it. It's really quite beautiful to see. We have all of our riders. So all of the packs, we had 12 different packs because there's different, obviously, levels of fitness and time. So we have, but they all, when we get into Cooktown, they all wait together. So the first pack waits for the very last pack to come in, and then they all, you know, in a massive sort of, there's probably four riders at a time, all one after the other riding through. And then we have all of our support vehicles going all the way through Cooktown. Mm. I was watching, and it was quite moving to see, because just the feeling, we have people like John Bocconi and Nick Lincoln, who are some of our top fundraisers. We get our top fundraisers to lead the procession as well, because they've done such a brilliant job. And just to see them coming through and know that they're at the end of this incredible this journey, and the heat and the K's that they've, and just all together, and then they all culminate for a massive group photo. This year it was near the water park, so there was a lot of water activities going on as well, where people were really relieved, but it was pretty special to see come through.
I bet they're relieved. I bet there's some water activities. My God, people are just flopping. Oh, and 215 of them. Oh, probably 215 plus for the celebrations that it's all over.
Yeah, that's right. And we all meet afterwards, and we have a big event at the final night. We actually have things on every single night because, once again, it's just people, the riders and their support crew and all our volunteers. At the end, we have a dinner, and we really celebrate everyone coming together and
fabulous.
Just what they've achieved and everyone that's contributed. It's and we have our consultants like Dr. Greg Starmer. They present and they can demonstrate, actually, because the great thing about the Q Super Cardiac Challenge is the money, 100% of funds raised, stays local.
Yeah.
And so people can see exactly what it is that the funds have raised for and where it goes. So it's not just raised and goes off into the ethos somewhere. It's actually tangible and can see the difference it's making.
Yeah. It's been an incredible effort, $420,000, more than $420,000.
Yeah, and it's still climbing. So we'll probably close it off in a few weeks, but there's still some mopping up to do, and we do raffles along the way. So it'll still climb for a little bit. And it's just an extraordinary amount of money. And like I said, that's a life-changing amount of money. We can really spend that wisely.
Gina, congratulations to you and all of those people that worked so hard to bring this about, because everyone's a beneficiary of that generosity. Thank you, Gina.
I've just got one other question for you, Macca. I hear if Murray's done it, does that mean that you're going to be coming with us next
year?
A few years
too late, Gina. But congratulations. Wonderful job once again. Gina Hogan on the line, Chief Executive, Far North Queensland Hospital Foundation.